Now sit closed in with God. Confess your sins. Confess your unbelief. Tell God you're ashamed of yourself of your unbelief. I challenge you to do that and you'll see the glory of God. I feel anointed right now to do something different than I've ever had done. I've never did this in my life, but I feel led to do it right now. Confess your sin right now. You say, well, I'm a Christian. Confess your unbelief. Tell Christ that you'll never disbelieve Him again. Right now you're accepting Him. Right now it's going to be over. You'll never go to complain about it anymore. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, you're going to believe it. Because God said so. God said so. You come out of Babylon's tower. You come out in the valley where the lily of the valley is at. You come to the mountainside where the grace of God is flowing freely from the fountain of life. Confess your faults. Say, God, if you've done anything to somebody, say, I'll go back and make it right. Do that now. I want each one of you now, as I say this prayer, I want you to pray it. You say it out loud with me. I'm just going to say it, but you pray it from your heart. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, everybody. Don't raise your head till I say so. I'm just looking to see what I can see. Say this behind me. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, be merciful to me, O God. Forgive my unbelief. I believe the gospel. I believe that you're here. I believe that you're now performing your word in my body. Open the channels. I empty out my unbelief. I receive your spirit. I believe that you're in me now. I believe my sickness will vanish. How can death and life exist in my body when you're in there? I believe you, and I accept you now as my healer. Now keep your head bowed. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. Now I'm going to pray for you. Keep shut in. Keep shut in with God. Don't get nothing else on your mind now. He's right with you. Right there by your side. You say, I want the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham. All right, He's right there to give it. You say, I want healing in my eyes, Brother Branham. He's right there to give it. I want my baby healed. He's right there to do it. I want my brother and my mother. He's right there to do it. Right there. Jehovah Jireh, the provided sacrifice. Now I'm going to pray for you. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. If I found grace in your sight by the working of the Holy Spirit, I'll pray with all my heart right now that the Holy Spirit will witness to you that the work is finished. Oh God, my Father, I come in Jesus' name to pray for this people who has now honestly and sincerely have confessed their wrongs. Oh, blessed God, may this be a night that they'll never forget. May the Holy Spirit come into every heart just now and just move out all everything and all the sickness from their body. I now challenge the devil to a debate. Satan, you are aware that you're whipped. You have no legal right. Jesus Christ, my Lord, stripped you of every authority you had when He died at Calvary to take away sin and sickness. And you're nothing but a bluff. And we're calling your bluff. You know that when our Lord came to the tree, He cursed the tree. The next day it was withering. And our Lord said to His disciples, have faith in God. For if ye shall say, to this mountain be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you have said is coming to pass. You can have what you said. Satan, you know the scripture on that. And I've just taught this people that God is in them. And if God is in them, and they speak to that disease and say, be away from me, and don't doubt in their heart, right then that disease has to move. For Christ said so. For it's not them that speak, it's the Father that dwells in them that's speaking. They're in need, so come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say as God's servant, by a message from an angel who anointed and has proved to the people that Jesus is here, and the message is right, so come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure you to leave every sick person and get into outer darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? I'm sure you heard that. How many heard that great roar go through the building just then? That was it. Surely you won't doubt any longer. That was God speaking back. Didn't you see? Rise. Do you believe you're healed? Do you believe that God answered prayer? Raise your hands to Him. Thank Him for it. It's over. You're healed. Jesus said, if you shall say, what is it? When you're out from Babylon, you're out from under unbelief, you're out from under superstitions, you're out from under all these things, and you're filled with God's own life, your voice is His voice. You are. I spoke it in my room a while ago. God told me to do this, and here it is. He's confirmed it right now. Amen. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, what a time. That's the first time that's happened since South Africa. How long will you grope in unbelief? Get that? The wind swept through this platform here just now as the Holy Spirit crossed over here, because it was the spoken word of God that did it. Amen. How many of you feel? Raise your hands. How many feel different in your body? Raise your hands. There it is. You are now healed by the glory of God. All that feels different. If you couldn't move your arm, move it. If you couldn't hear out of your ear, stick your finger in your ear and listen. You can hear. If you couldn't walk, stand to your feet. If you're blind, take off your shades from your eyes. You can see. The Holy Spirit passed through this place just now in a confirmation of the Word. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. A wind like went over the building. How many could feel that when it went through here? Raise your hands. Be honest with yourself. That wind that passed through the building, that's the Holy Spirit. Say it, and it shall be done. Like a great loving wind went right down across the air, and I heard it as it crossed over the audience. You heard it and felt it too. It's His presence. All now that feel different. All now that feel that you're healed. All now that feels that Christ is in you. What was that? Just like the Holy Spirit come on the day of Pentecost. Come right down the wind that swept over here. How many is a witness of it? Raise your hand. Everyone, honest from your heart. There it is. It swept right through the building just then. It's the same Holy Ghost. The same Holy Spirit comes by the same Word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. All that believe that you're healed, stand on your feet. Everyone that believes that you feel different, yet if you're right now healed, stand on your feet. Amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. While they're waiting, as you begin to feel different, if you had a headache, if it's gone, stand up. If you were sick at your stomach, stand up if it's gone. Stand up as a witness. There you are. What does it do? It's the Holy Ghost that did it. Amen. Fill with His goodness. Oh, my.
Wonderful.
Oh, turn right around. Shake hands with everybody around.
Me, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my redeemer. Great.